Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42, and the White House says President Biden is meeting today with Democratic governors. He may even hold a news conference in the coming days. All this in the fallout from the debate performance and a lot of questions as Fox's Jared Halpern joins us live from Washington. Were you in the briefing room yesterday? It was really interesting.
I was, yeah, one of the 416 reporters that tried to cram their way in there. It was fortunately I have an assigned seat, so I was able to sit there in the fourth row as I do most days. But listen, I think it was expected. This was our first time to really talk to Corrine to get a briefing since that debate on Thursday. I think every question, maybe all but one or two questions, dealt with the president's, not just the president's debate, but kind of what the White House is doing in the wake of an awful lot of Democrats now also questioning the ability of President Biden to move forward. Corrine said that they are going to turn the page on this debate, that the president is going to keep up a robust schedule. He is going to have calls today with Hill leadership. He is going to have a meeting here at the White House this evening with a group of Democratic governors. Some will be here at the White House. Some will be virtual, like, I guess, depending on their travel schedules. The president is going to host the big fireworks ceremony here at the White House tomorrow night. He heads to Wisconsin on Friday. He campaigns over the weekend in Pennsylvania. Next week is the NATO summit here in Washington. It's celebrating the 75th anniversary of the alliance here in Washington. The president, we're told, will have a solo news conference. The joke yesterday in the briefing room was a big boy news conference, I guess, you know, because so much of these news conferences we have with the president are what we call two and twos, right? It's with a foreign leader. Each side gets two questions. This apparently will not be that. And listen, I think that will be an extraordinary moment, right? There have been, even before the growing calls, certainly from folks in my line of work, that the president should be answering more questions, should be doing these unscripted kind of interactions. This will be that. And that, I think, will be a highly watched and a high-stakes Q&A with President Biden that we can expect, again, next week. That NATO summit is the end of the week, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They have not set the date or the time for that news conference.
There have been some Democratic defections now in members of the House, and his worry is out there. If he can't meet the moment in these high-profile events over the coming weeks, is it only going to grow?
Well, I think so. I mean, listen, Lloyd Doggett, a longtime Texas Democrat, more of a moderate Democrat, too. It was the first sitting House member to call for the president to step down. Certainly, that is the concern, right? This week and in the days ahead are really trying to stem that, right? They don't want the White House or the campaign, those calls, to kind of exacerbate and become untenable. That being said, the mechanics and the logistics of replacing the president on the ballot as the nominee grow more complicated with each passing day, right? It would be the president's decision. These are bound delegates. The party wants to go into this convention feeling very unified. They want to show that they can beat Donald Trump. And if you have, you know, Democrats, and not just like rank and file Democrats, but like former Speaker Nancy Pelosi raising questions, that makes that unifying convention ever more difficult.
Going to be interesting to watch over the coming days, and obviously reporting coming out of the White House and from Washington over the next several days. Jared Halpern is our guy on the ground with the updates coming from Fox News every day here on Jacksonville's Morning News, and keep listening for updates throughout the day and throughout the long holiday weekend as well.